Hello, folks. Kevin Murphy here with Michael J. Nelson from Riff Tracks, and we're sort of venturing out here with our Patreon offerings, and thought we might tell a few harrowing tales. And it's fun to start. Mike and I were having a conversation about a passion that we both share, which is we both ride recumbent bicycles and have for many, many years. Mike, I think you were the one who introduced me to recumbent cycling, and I immediately fell in love with it.
Yeah, I would like to point out to everyone, knows that recumbent bikes are for old, decrepit people.
Yes.
But I would just like to point out that we started them way before we were old and decrepit, which we now are.
That's right. Young.
And so we were way ahead of the curve. We were young, non-decrepit people on recumbent bikes.
I was quite a bit fitter at the time when I first got my bike, and it kept me fit because I would commute the 10 miles from my house to work, which was a really nice bike ride. And as would you quite often, and longer rides than that, I believe.
Yes. And I the first time that I rode it past a friend of mine who pointed and laughed, I yelled out to him, "I'd like to see you in class later, sir. I saw that you weren't there, and I need your paper on my desk, and my office hours are till Tuesday." And he laughed, understanding that only idiot professors ride these things. And no, but I've been doing it forever. And I got out of the game when I went to move to San Diego years ago.
Yes.
And it's just a little hillier and harder. And my kids were young and I didn't. So anyway, got a new recumbent bike. And this is a harrowing tale of one of my first rides on this bike that I think people will be amused by. Yeah. So I thought I would. You, being an enthusiast, would appreciate it.
Absolutely. Now, you've got a very unique recumbent technology. For folks who don't know, it's a bike where you sit back. You don't sit up. You actually sit back, recline, and your legs are a little higher. And it's a very comfortable ride. But you have a brand new sort of technology on your bike, right?
Yes, this is a patented technology. Leave it to me to find the hardest way to ride even the hardest bike. I mean, most recumbents aren't that hard, but this one's a little different. It has the front, the pedal is connected to the steering. So it's like a unicycle with a wheel trailing off the back of it.
Wow.
Does that paint a picture?
That really paints the picture. I was trying to get my head around this, and yeah, that does it right there.
So you stomp on the right pedal, your steering goes violently to the right, and you have to correct for that. So you have to practice at this. It's not hard. I rode yesterday. I rode many miles and everything was fine.
Great.
But day two, I bought this from some old cranky fella in St. Paul who said, "I'm done with it. You can have it." And I handed him a wad of cash and I took it, saving a great deal of money. Took it out into a parking lot at 6 in the morning because I wake up early most of the time. Mm-hmm. And no one else around. The empty parking lots are not hard to find these days, as you'll, as I'm sure everyone knows. And the thing about the steering is, it's the exact opposite of what you think it is. You lean to the left, and you fall over immediately. If you're turning right, you have to lean the other way.
Wow!
So it's counterintuitive.
That is.
So anyway, to make this already long story short, when I fell. And I did.
Of course.
Fell hard.
Ouch.
My knee ground heavily into the pavement, skinning it fully. I could send you pictures.
Good.
And, but then I was utterly trapped under my bike because my left leg was folded back.
Oh, God.
And the handlebar was turned, you know, sharply to the, because the wheel is trapped under it, was turned sharply to the right, pinning my right leg under it.
Wow.
And then the left leg was sort of splayed out to the side and useless. Go to hell, left leg. You bring nothing to the table here, right? Because I can't stand on it.
Yeah.
And then you think, well, I have my hands,
right.
Those other appendages. But there was no place to put them because the bike frame is in front of you. So there's no, like, you can't reach around the frame for pavement to push yourself up.
Wow. It's like being pinned under a horse.
It was effectively like putting myself in a weird torture device in the middle of a parking lot and just like pinning myself in and going, "Good luck getting yourself out, idiot."
And did you call for help? Is that what ended up happening?
Well, I did not bring my phone. In retrospect, probably a poor decision. So, but I looked around. It is 6 in the morning.
Right.
And there was a woman about 300 yards away with a walker.
Oh, God.
Going slowly down the sidewalk. I didn't feel like she had much opportunity.
Not much hope there.
So anyway, my knee is bleeding out. Yeah. And I look back at my twisted foot underneath the pinned under the thing. And I'm like, all right, maybe I'll start there and I'll pull on the foot. So I start yanking on the foot. And it's like, that is not budging at all. It is wedged under this, you know, it's a strong aluminum frame.
Yeah.
That's the plus of it.
This is sounding like 27 hours all of a sudden.
It was. Yeah. And so strange and so geeky and awful. Like if, you know, groups of children had come around and seen me, they would have circled me and thrown ketchup packets at my face and laughed. And so, yeah, there was the embarrassment factor of being pinned on it.
Yeah.
So anyway, the only option at that point is like, all right, this is going to be rough, but I've got to do it. It's not quite cutting my own hand off, but reach up to my knee, which is the only thing I can kind of do, and start to pull on my knee and realize that it's blocked by the handlebar, but there's nothing for it, man.
So you just hit a yank.
So I yanked for a good 3 or 4 minutes as my knee bled out and just pulled it around the handlebar and freed myself. And now I have an injured knee, and of course it's all, you know, it's all scuffed up and everything. Yeah. But
is the bike okay?
The bike, the wheel came off.
Oh.
So then I was there bleeding profusely,
couldn't ride
limping,
home.
Could not ride home, had to carry the bike.
Oh.
And the topper is that I saw a guy in a guy in the elevator. I said, you know, can I get on? He's like, yeah, that's fine. So I got on the elevator. He goes, like, we go up one floor in silence, and then he goes, good ride? And I just started laughing.
Oh, that is the denouement. Absolutely.
Yes. Brought it all home. I appreciated him putting the period at the end of that story.
Yes. Well, it is indeed. That is pretty, a definitively harrowing tale. And
yes, I think Riff Track staff, we should bring more people on and tell short, harrowing tales.
I love this idea. And you don't have to, we don't have to endanger ourselves to do this. I mean, we endanger ourselves.
No, don't try to do that, right. For God's sake.
It happens, it occurs naturally to all of us, so.
That's right. So anyway, that's today's harrowing tale.
Thank you. Thank you, Michael. Enjoy Riff Tracks, folks, and more harrowing tales from us.
Thanks, Patreon people.